Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to the LFC AEN ordination preparation and orientation. I pray that all is having a blessed week. Okay. I'm currently putting everyone on speaker, and you will be able to communicate very shortly. I pray that you have checked your email and that paperwork you're able to print out and start your phase three. We will hear from Elder Sherita after our prayer. I am currently placing everyone on speaker so that you may be heard. So good evening, good evening. So we will start with our open prayer. We'd like to give people a little time to get on the line while we take attendance. And remember, if you are calling from a number other than the one that you turned in with your paperwork, just shoot me a text at 630-701-4303 and let me know the last 5 digits of the number that you're listening through so that we can count you present. If you are using your computer as you're listening, you will have to text me and let me know that as well. And that way you will definitely be counted as present for the meeting. So we are having some interesting days coming up. Pray that all are prepared to participate and excited about what it is going to bring and mean. All right. So we have a couple of more minutes. If you're having trouble with the sound, again, text me at 630-701-4303. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the Renita on the line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you're on the
ending.
Good evening. So we will have our opening prayer. Always check your emails. Elder Sherita will be sending out the schedule for opening and closing prayer. All right. Amen. This evening, Brother Lazarus will be bringing our opening prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Good evening. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Everybody is silent.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we're gathered here today to get a learning and an insight on our ordination so the Lord will open up the doors for us to come in. We will be praying for maturation. Maturation, momentum, miracle, and manifestation. We pray, O God, that you will guide us and lead us into your temple, that we may be able to hold up our head and be just like you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Lazarus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's now go to Elder Sheree.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. So just want to remind everyone, good evening. So just wanted to remind everyone that we are now in phase three of the process, which includes your relational intimacy questionnaire form and then your emotional status form. And these requirements are due on or by June 15th. And then this coming Saturday, for everyone, candidates, council, and accountability partners, there's going to be a mandatory study group and garment training. It's going to be held at Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, at the lower level, and it's going to be in the Scout Room. The study group is going to begin promptly at 10 a.m., and then it's going to be followed by the garment training. And if you are out of state, we will have Blog Talk. I mean, we will have the training via Blog Talk Radio. And again, this information you received an email a couple of days ago. So we are asking everybody to come out. And then again, another reminder for the upcoming AEN conference. Registration information will officially go out on this weekend. And then the conference is going to be held Thursday, August 15th, 2019, through Sunday, August 18th, 2019, at the Doubletree by Hilton, Lau, Naperville, at 3003 Corporate West Drive, Lau, Illinois, 60532. The conference fee is $65 per person. And then for candidates only, that does include your banquet ticket. Now, you can also begin booking your hotel accommodations, and those accommodations are $120.99 per night, and that includes a hot buffet. And then you also have that link to book the room through the emails as well. And that's all that I have.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and again, Elder Sheree will let you know in the weekly announcement who will be up for opening and closing prayer. Please check it and try to log in 2 or 3 minutes before the start of the session. So today we are going, and each week, Prophet Mike is on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So he's going to bring us the whole purpose of this prophetic word, what it is intended to do. We are looking at the prophetic word that the Lord gave this class, and then after that we will have our presentation for this evening. So, Prophet.
Good evening, everyone. Again, that's it.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Let me make sure I'm off. Okay, wait. All right, I'm on.
Yep.
Good evening, everyone. Again,
yep,
it's exciting to be a part of this journey with you each week. And as we continue to take a look at the 2019 year candidate prophetic declaration and the word that God released over your lives, one of the things that we have been consistently talking about is this transition and just continually to embrace the process or the period that God is changing you from one state or one condition to another and allowing you to undergo this spiritual transformation. I've been so excited to hear you all continue to expand and grow and the base scriptures that comes from Psalms 119 and Psalms 139, Psalms 119 and 15, and Psalms 139 and 15. And I just really believe that those are your prophetic enlightenment. And as you continue to mature in those scriptures, which we are by each week, someone sharing, that is what's going to continue to cause this momentum to flow. That is what's going to cause this manifestation in our lives to happen. And I know that this these years, this year's candidate has been destined for the miraculous. One of the things that we've often talked about as it relates to prophecy or prophetic prophecy in its simplest form is simply means to edify. It means to build up. It means to encourage. It also means to enlighten. And so I pray that sometimes we're trying to always understand what God is saying instead of just receiving and embracing it. And I believe that that is one of the foundational for this prophetic word. I think as you grow in grace, part of the maturation is coming through the revelation of the explanations that each one of you are bringing to the table. And so I would encourage you to just continue to receive this word, to let the simplest form of prophecy take root. Let it edify you. Let it build you up. Let it give you revelational insight into your destiny, into your journey, into your purpose. Just let the very words that you're under umbrella, a governmental anointing, you may not really quite understand what all that means. And I know we've done some marvelous breakdowns with Bishop on last week and an apostle. And if you're still like, I'm not sure, just embrace it, because the simplest form a prophecy, when God releases a word, is to edify, is to encourage, is to reveal his heart, is to bring you into a intimate insight of his will and plan for you. And that is so powerful, because that will and plan was simply attached from you. You had nothing to do with it but to receive it. And so I want you to just continue each week to embrace those words, and you're going to get maturation and understanding. And I believe we're seeing that happen each week through your presentation. The part of the prophetic word tells you to prepare. And so know that you are in a great season. Do not try to define it. Just embrace and receive that you are being prepared for greater. And as you are being prepared for greater, one of the things that God declared was you will walk in full access. You will live in the blessings and the abundance that he has prepared for you. So I want us to embrace that, understand that God is a prophetic spirit. He is a speaking spirit. He is a creative spirit. And so when God speaks, he has the power to create. And so you may not see yourself in none of this. You may not see how you are lined up. You cannot see how it's going to work for you. But the mere fact that God spoke it, in him speaking it, he is creating it on the inside of you. And so those things are being created in you. The portal for manifestation is being created in you. You producing the miraculous is being created in you. The wind of momentum is being created in you. The open heaven for miracles is being created in you. And so as you are moving forward, as you are continually to embrace all that God has for you, know that God is in control. He spoke it, he would do it, he declared it, and he will bring it to pass. And that is the power behind prophecy. God cannot lie, according to the scripture. He cannot release a word and not perform it. And so as he has released this word over your lives, he will perform the word. And there are times in prophecy that we have to participate, and you are participating. Don't feel like you're not. Don't think because you may be a little late or you were late. No, your yes, your commitment every week is you participating and receiving what God has for you, what he has prepared before the foundations of the world, and what you will walk in. The last part of that word said you will move into God's divine plan, strategically positioned on the path of purpose and entering into the season of prosperity. Surrender all and submit to the holy process of willing obedience, and you receive the good land that God has prepared for you. And so every week, that is what you are doing, surrendering. On Saturday, we're going to learn more. We're maturing, and we are strategically being positioned in the path and the purpose as we are entering into this great season of prosperity. And so let's look at what that prosperity looks like on next week as it relates to this prophetic word.
Amen. And actually, we're going to hear that this week. There's been a change in venue, and so we will get the prosperity piece this evening. And so our team of Kiela Sanders, Evangelist Dana Hamilton, and Minister Tamika Hardy, you're up.
Hi, this is Evangelist Dana. Tonight I'm introducing Kiela Sanders. Hey, everybody. I'm a little hoarse if y'all hear the little sketchiness, but it's definitely an honor and a privilege to introduce Kiela tonight. She's definitely a great young leader that's already walking in leadership even prior to this process. She had a chance recently to partner with me in the community with the youth organization that I work with, and she was able to teach praise and worship dancing to some youth in the community. And the grace that she was able to even share with them, even outside of the four walls of the church, and they were able to receive from her and seek her out to mentor them even in the future. As far as dancing, definitely was a great opportunity to just see her light shine, even, you know, outside of the four walls of the church. So she definitely has a sweetheart and a humble spirit, but definitely is open and willing to ask questions, to know deeper things if she doesn't understand within her process. And it's just a blessing to watch her grow as God is yet maturing her day after day in the process.
Amen.
And good evening. This is Minister Tamika. I wanted to piggyback on the intro for Minister Kiela. Of course, I know Minister Kiela from her service in praise and worship, and as a praise and worship warrior, a dancer in the church. She just has a way of letting her light shine, and beyond just the services, just operating in service and in a method of helping in a way that definitely highlights and emphasizes liturgical ministry. And every time that I see her, she's always, you know, in a mode of helping or trying to see how she can help, or, of course, ministering through dance and the services. So just being able to just watch her over the years, especially in the last few weeks during this process, I've definitely seen her being a beacon of light, and definitely see her reflecting her favorite scripture, which is Matthew 5:15, and letting her light shine like a lamp. So it's with great honor and privilege that I am introducing her this evening for her presentation.
Amen. Wow.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. It's me, Kiela.
Hello.
Okay, so my element was prosperity. Such a great word, you know. The scripture that we're all looking at is Psalm 119:15. I'm going to read it from three different versions. The NIV is first. It says, "I meditate your precepts and consider your ways." You know, that's pretty, you know, a decent scripture. But let's go to the Message. It's my favorite translation. It goes, "I ponder every morsel of wisdom from you. I attentively watch how you've done it." And then the English Standard Version says, "I meditate your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." So me being kind of a young person, I looked at the Message Version and asked myself, what does that mean to me? And I paid attention to the part that says, "I attentively watch how you've done it." And it made me think about Christianity as not religion, as more of a lifestyle, and how I'm like living it out. And so then I started thinking about how that deals with prosperity and me prospering as a person. And so first of all, let's get to the definition of prosperity. It says a successful, flourishing, or thriving condition. Some synonyms are wealth, success, affluence, ease, plenty, comfort, security, or well-being. I really like the fact that it says flourishing, because Sunday we had a talk with Overseer, and she was telling us about the seed, the soil, and the water, and how you put those together and you'll get a flourishing like plant or whatever. And so then she pointed out that the word flourish not only means to live, but it means to go beyond living, to live and be in well standing. And so I thought, well, how does that connect to me with this scripture? And so then I get to thinking about how when I very first came into contact with the whole ministry idea, Overseer asked me about it, and I said, well, that'd be the worst time because, you know, I'm graduating high school, I'm about to be 18. Like, you know, this is like the worst time. But then I thought about it some more, like recently, and I figured that is the best time because I'm going through a season of maturation. And with maturation, like, there's a level of prosperity, of prospering beyond getting out and actually thriving, living for myself. And there's a natural prosperity going on, so why not there be this journey to influence a spiritual prosperity and maturation? And that's it. That's what I got from that scripture and this journey with that word.
Well, amen and praise the Lord. What a wonderful presentation.
Very good.
Amen, that we are getting from all of the candidates. God is revealing himself into your lives, and we're just excited. This is an exciting time, watching him unfold our future before us. And so as she was sharing, we also wanted to, we were being reminded that there's a consecration that's coming up that you guys are going to participate in. And Elder Parker on the line, she can bring it to you near the close of today's session. But just being mindful of every aspect of this process being divinely inspiring. And so as we are going forward this evening, all of that is happening, all of that's being shared, all that we're given, it is happening in a certain type of environment. And so we're going to have the apostle share with us how this happening looks like in an apostolic environment.
So we consider what it means to be produced, what it means to be planted, and what it means to flourish within an apostolic environment. It is different from in a church environment. We want to shift our thinking to a more kingdom perspective. Scripture continues to talk about the kingdom of heaven is light. The kingdom of heaven is light. And so an apostolic environment is that environment that is the incubator for maturation. It is the environment by which when one is planted and groomed in that environment, they have a deep-rooted, accelerated growth that expands beyond the natural even understanding. I don't know if Elder Arlette is on the tree, on the line, but we used to say, oh my gosh, he shot up like a big oak tree overnight. And so oftentimes within the apostolic environment, because the objective is to take you deep so that you have roots that go deep enough to maintain or to keep your growth stable. So when you, as we talk about growing in an apostolic or commute, developing apostolic communities by which these gifts that are on the line right now are planted and released in, what it is suggesting is that you are seed that the earth is waiting for, and as the earth receives you, it takes you deep, and it becomes an incubator, or it becomes a protective covering for you, and then the earth releases you as this harvest. And so the Bible talks about seed time and harvest time happening simultaneously in other environments. They don't always happen simultaneously. You cannot have an apostolic environment without having a prophetic environment. The two go hand in hand. So as we have been hearing and learning and understanding what to do with the prophetic work that's on our life, over our life, and in our life, we allow that work to be saturated in our apostolic mindset so that it can produce the kind of harvest that represents the king and his kingdom. So simply stated, an apostolic environment says, I now live by a different set of rules. I am now a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, and I am governed by the king of kings, and I reproduce after the king. So in other words, apostolic simply means greatness has to come up out of you, because greatness took you down, got rid of everything that could not produce after God, and when it shoots and releases you out, it releases you out within the dimension and the scope of heaven.
Amen. Amen. And in that analogy of the root, and we know that the deeper the roots go, the broader and the wider and the further the branches reach out. And the further the branches go out and up, the more territory they are covering, and the more covering they become for those that must dwell within them. And so this is part of understanding it isn't that four walls. It is in an environment that has influences coming from actually seven specific places, and our Archbishop is going to share on why this apostolic environment that you are being released in and under the anointing and power of the office of the apostle, and how that affects the places you are going to be sent into to influence on behalf of the kingdom. So, Archbishop?
Yes. Amen. And so good evening, everybody. And so, you know, a lot was definitely shared just within a few minutes. And so let me see if I can recap real quick. And so you have this concept of prosperity. You have this concept of let it be. You have this concept of being deeply rooted. And all of that applies by not only your yes, but an ear to hear, followed by you all's obedience. And just simply meaning just doing it and believing God because he said it. So there are these seven cultural influences, once again, that governs pretty much the whole world. And we spent a couple of weeks talking about just the government. Tonight we just want to kind of introduce this other mountain called economy. And the economy, in short, it just says it includes commerce, trade, resources, management, resource management, science, technology, etc. And God's mindset or blueprint design is riches, and the position is currently being occupied by greed, which has convinced people that money is the true source of provision. God's will is for his people to come out of the world economic system of thinking and operating and depend exclusively on him. And usually individuals who are called to this mountain, they walk in a gift of a prophet or the office of a prophet. And so the prophets are rising and on this economic mountain to be able to have that influence. The mindset is, as we are deeply rooted and have been constructed upon him, and I think this is according to Colossians, I believe it's 2:6-8. But the Message Virgin said that we are, you're deeply rooted, you're constructed upon him, and in short it says, now just start doing it. There's no more learning. The learning is over. But just go ahead and start doing, or the language we've been using tonight, start being. And so to enter into this is to realize that as I am connected to God, I am in God, I made this decision to follow him. And this decision that was made to follow him wasn't one that was taken lightly. It's like the sister Kiela said tonight, you know, why am I waiting? This is the wrong time. And then having the aha moment, no, this is the right time. This is where my spiritual journey is starting for me, and so let it begin. And it's usually around her age where this is like the last forefront where young adults make a decision about what they're actually going to believe. And so the fact that she said yes prior to opposed to afterwards, that's going to catapult something different and new and usher in the presence of the Almighty in whatever she's doing. And that's what that economy, that's what that prosperous way. He says, I know the plans that I have for you to make you prosperous, to make you successful, to give you the expected end, what he had in mind, what was according to his will. And that economic system, once again, individuals to be positioned in a place to be able to distribute to the rest of the world. You know, we talked about that tree. Apostle talked about that tree being planted, deeply rooted. And then as a tree matures, which is another word thrown out tonight, it should bear a harvest or some fruit. And it is that fruit that the world would be able to, or those who God allows, because we are in his hands, who he gives access to come and to be able to eat from that fruit and to be able to take the seeds and begin to plant them in different places. And so in a physical sense, this economic mountain, this economic, God's economic system says, you know what, I rely on him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I do know it's going to happen because God said so. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do know it's going to look good because, again, God said so. And my participation in this says, I believe God in everything that he says and everything that he does, and I don't settle for nothing less. And when I have that thinking, that kingdom-minded thinking, because we are citizens of heaven, we are citizens of the kingdom, it automatically makes our way prosperous. Anything outside of that, God said it just plain, you shall surely die. And so so be encouraged with that and be excited and let that momentum. I'm so full of joy right now. be a blessing to you.
Amen. We are to rejoice because this is a time of great joy. There's joy in the camp of the Lord. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for our coming together this weekend. I think it's very important when we actually can touch and agree physically in a fellowship, in a time of learning, of growing, of sitting down, reasoning together, sitting down and releasing some of the things, the anxieties, the concerns we may have when we're on our own trying to do all of this paperwork. But you have been given two particular forms to fill out, your emotional status and your healthy and relational status assessment. And we're going to have some tools that we're going to use on Saturday that will aid you in discovering the true status of your being as the bishop shared with us. And so we want to make sure you get there on time. This is going to really be a fun time. We're asking our accountability partners and our committee members, bring the resources you use when you are seeking information and answering, when you're studying, when you're looking at scripture and looking at topics that you want to present. Elder Sherita will be sending out the Defender of the Faith. You will have it. We can go over some of the questions just and maybe do one together to give you an insight of how you are going to need to approach this part of your ordination preparation. And so get excited about it. We are asking, again, come with whatever devices that you may have that will have your garment information on it, because that will be going out to you as well. We won't have many copies, but if you bring your devices, your computer, your tablets, your phone, whatever you actually look at your, emails from, so that you can make reference to it. We're excited that our Apostle Joffrey Cooks is coming, and he's going to present the formal presentation of garments. Apostle will be there to share the when and the how not to of our garments, and we'll have garment demonstrations, how to put them on, what they look like. You can get a firsthand view of quite a few of the questions that you might have when you just read paperwork, or when, especially when the time grows closer to your ordination. It's like, well, should I do this or should I do that? So some of the protocol as it relates to it is going to be presented. So you need to come with the paper, pen, notebook, devices, so that this is going to be a hands-on interactive gathering. The members of the AEN, honoring you and honoring your process, are going to be there to support you, to encourage you. They're there to answer questions. If we have to break up in individual groups, everybody will be attended to. So come with your questions. Look over your paperwork. If there's anything that kind of stumped you, or you weren't sure, or what exactly is it they're looking for, and that sort of thing, now is the time for us to come together and do this. I think you'll find great joy in going through the Defender of the Faith, because you are being sent out. Apostles are the sent out ones, the apostolic anointing that is sending you out. You have to be prepared in an ecumenical way how to interact with those that God is going to bring across your path. And so you want to be able to have the knowledge to defend your faith, not to argue about it or to debate about it, but to stand so firm in it that they are impressed with the God in you, because you're not wavering and you're not doubting, but you're standing on that which you know and you believe and you trust. And when we do that, that's how we draw others to the answer that God has shown us, and that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are going to, again, meet. It'll be a couple of hours Saturday morning. And so we do want you to be able to be timely so that we can get started and get the most out of our time together. And so we want to also remind each other of the church and ministry month of celebration, and let you know that you're definitely invited to share in with Laborers for Christ Ministries and Word Life Center and the AEN as we celebrate our own Dr. Apostle Shawnette Houghton, 32 years in ministry, the church, 22 years, and then an apostolic house for 12 years. So we do invite you to come and participate in that. And so as we are going to be good stewards of your time, we want to ask, are there any questions, concerns, any information that was missed or insights that you want to share? Okay. We do want to
Pastor Yvette, yes. I would just like to share just in the word for tonight, prosperity, and listen to the prophet and the presenter, from what I gathered, and the verse from Psalm is that the prosperity is, I heard her define it as using the word of wealth as well. And in that, it's like in every aspect of our lives, we have prosperity because the kingdom coming to earth is saying that there is no lack in the kingdom. We have it in our health, in that we have already been healed. Whatever situation comes about it upon us, we're never alone because God is always there with us. He's everywhere. And he gave us the perfect example, and his time is becoming flesh on earth. So he experienced everything that any of us may experience from different times in our lives, and he showed us how to deal with it. But in my version of it, it said, for 119 and 15, I will meditate on your precepts and keep my eyes on your ways. So in knowing that God is always with us and he has provided everything that we need always there, then that certainly is prosperity, because no matter what we are going through, what may happen in life, we're covered all the way around.
Amen. And I encourage all of you, this is not just the presenter's obligation to study with these different elements, but it's everybody should be doing it. And so if you want to bring to the table that which you gleaned and what Holy Spirit shared with you, this is the time to do so. Thank you so much, Elder. Pastor. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to give the floor now to Elder Arlette, who will share with you as relates to your upcoming consecration. Elder?
Well, good evening and praise the Lord, everyone.
Good evening.
It is awesome to join you all this evening. I do want to glean from some of what everyone has said, and it's just been an awesome blessing. And in the coming consecration, it will... it usually begins around July 1st until the Wednesday before ordination weekend. And we are looking forward to the AEN participating in a slightly different and new area. Mm-hmm. We do look forward to just the opening up of the windows of heaven as they go in purposefully and as prophet said, prophetically, seeking the enlightenment, seeking the power of grace in the season, not just for the ordinees, but for the ordinees, but for all, for the power of grace to manifest. And we are looking for the AEN to participate in terms of the prayer watches. So we definitely look forward to any AEN members chiming in and sending a message to Overseer as to any particular prayer watch that they know that is their watch. And we will this Saturday make sure that everyone has the prayer watches, all the ordinees have the prayer watches, and definitely look forward to the continued wisdom and insight and focusing in of the ordination for the seven mountains, as I thoroughly believe the intertwining of the seven mountains will come down with the power of the prayer watches. So definitely
Amen.
Look forward to Archbishop bringing forth enlightenment and more wisdom in as we do endeavor to create a enlightened and yet motivating into our 4M, both the momentum and the maturation and the manifestation of miracles in the consecration. So definitely are looking forward to looking into a book called Walking According to God's Will. And not necessarily that we will read it during the consecration for the ordination, but just looking in the power of walking in grace, walking in truth, walking in love, walking in light, and walking in the Spirit, so that the global church, mm-hmm. God's church, can reign mm-hmm. in this grace
yeah.
that this season is causing, and not just causing, but has ordained us to walk in. I don't know, those who
Amen.
Were a part of Enlightened Sunday and just this power of this grace season. And I was excited about just we are graced into a level of intimacy for His will for us, that all we have to do is receive and receive in the fullness through such an entwining. Through the verses that we are looking at, which is the Psalms 119 and 15 and 139 and 15, which is the intimacy for the embracing that will definitely edify and enlighten and cause us to manifest in the midst of maturation
yeah.
for the miracles. Absolutely.
Amen.
And looking forward to it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Can you repeat the title of the book for us and the author?
I can't pronounce his name, but I will spell it. Walking According to God's Will. It's by Don U. Land, D-O-N-G-Y-U-L-A-N. It's not a lot of copies out there available, but it actually was a part of ordination 1 year, you know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it was definitely a part of ordination 1 year. It was just one of the things that was recommended reading, and it's a powerful read, so it's definitely not a short read. But
mm-hmm.
but we definitely will look into those during our consecration, just looking into the scriptures and where it takes us and causing us to walk. It's all
Amen.
About that walk. Absolutely, in this journey.
Amen. Amen. All right. So thank you so much, Elder Arlac. Are there any more questions, concerns, comments, or insights anyone wants to share, give, ask? Okay. Well, then we've been really good stewards of our time and in organization has been so profound and the insight so powerful that we're done. And so we will have our closing prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, we come, we thank you, and we exalt you, we lift you up, and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. We thank you for this time of impartation and reflection, God. We thank you, Father God, that these are your children, and they know your voice, and a stranger, they will not follow, Father God. So we speak to them in this time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for that which thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is written in heaven for every candidate. In this process now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that they would be built up in their most holy faith, Father God. We thank you for that your spirit will continue to affirm them and assure them, Father God, and confirm each step with them. We thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit with them through this process. And we thank you, Father God, that as you walk with them, they would grow with you, Father God, and they would be found hidden in you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that your word decrees that if we open our mouth, then you will fill it, Father God. So we, our souls long for the release of that which you have planted and bringing the full birth and maturity within them. And we thank you, Father God, for that which you are doing. We thank you for every promise of yours is yes and amen. It is so. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we will see you all Saturday. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.